Today, we are going to dig deeper into the biosecurity topic, and for that, we have with us Miguel Ángel Higuera and our duo of fantastic hosts, Miquel Colell, Global Technical Director, and Jessica Seed, also our Global Technical Director.
Thank you so much, and also thank you, Miquel, a friend also, and the introduction as a friend always are very, very welcome. For us, of course, I mean, in Spain and also in Europe, the African swine fever, I think, is the main concern that we have occurred with the coronavirus situation. Has been a little bit inside of the mist, but really, 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 our main concern is the evolution and also the spread of the African swine fever. Not only because the disease has a problem directly for the farms, also because the disease is a market, a global market problem. Also, we are considered that we are one of the bigger exporters for the third countries, and we have some problems though with the regionalization and how to manage our outbreak in Europe. Now the situation is complicated because, of course, the African swine fever right now is very close to the German border. Germany is the main important country in Europe in the level of meat productions in terms of livestock, like that's meaning in pig production. Spain is then is the first position in Europe. But when we are talking about the meat and also the different relations between different countries, Germany has the power. And the African swine fever is 10 kilometers far from the border. So 10 kilometers is quite nothing. It's like a walk. So we are very scared about what is the situation. And very difficult because at the end, the African swine fever, except in Romania, in the other countries, the African swine fever is in live work. And also in a small backyard farm. So that means that it's more difficult to control that if we have the disease in our professional farming. That means that we have to create fences and try to avoid the movement of the wild animals. So this has a lot of complication to that. And to build fences and to try to have the hunters controlling the population and the hunters in the situation that we have already in the world, that is the coronavirus. So the coronavirus right now, the people are going outside, but we have had 3 months that there are no hunted at all in Europe. So no hunted at all, the people have been at home. The wild boars has been also more, I don't know how to say, more close to the farm, more close to the people. So there are not people in the houses, in the streets. So the wild boars have been moving with more freedom. And this is, of course, increased the risk. And also we have had two important cases of African swine fever in two farms, in two very professional farms in Poland. That has risk. What is the situation? With this situation, we know that our export can be in risk if the African swine fever increase in another countries. What is the only things that the farmers can do? Improve the biosecurity. This is the only things that we can do, because there are another things that is try to control the wild boars, try to control the feed, try to control another thing, but it's not in the hands of the farmers. When we are trying to transmit what is the main output that we need, is to protect yourself, to protect themselves. All the people has to protect each other. And the only way to do is the biosecurity. It is not only the individual biosecurity in a farm. It's the regional biosecurity, the biosecurity of the country. So we have to create another country. We have to create a castle with the fences, with the walls, to try to avoid the entrance of any virus, in this case, African swine fever. So our objective is to try to defend, and the defense is the biosecurity, for sure.